It was billed as a Hawaii festival in France. It's only been the third time that Haparis Halau put island songs, dances, and chants in the spotlight in the City of Lights. We were long to document the events, and all this month we'll be showcasing some of the ties between Hawaii and Paris. Previous years featured musicians like Tamani Gardner and Makana, and the hula, oli, and exhibits were in larger venues like the prestigious Bronley Museum. But with recent terrorist attacks, the decision was made to spread the events in neighborhoods throughout the city and even in a small town outside Paris. Proclamations by two mayors from Honolulu in France are a nod to the Herculean efforts by a hearty band of those who have embraced the Hawaiian culture and who have rekindled connections first made by the Kingdom of Hawaii in the 1800s. It was an Aloha Friday. The festival kicked off with the feel of a backyard luau, a kanakapila where you felt welcome with the warm embrace. We were near water, down by a hipster locale where crowds come to relax after a work week. In the crowd at this opening event is Reina Tatsuda. Originally from Tokyo, she's lived in Paris for the last 10 years. She discovered her passion for hula after taking part in an earlier festival.
Actually, I have been here in Paris for 10 years. 2014, I found it actually there is a halal in Paris. I went to the festival, the France Hawaii, in the, how can I say, the Museum of Cape Bronley, and I found that, and I really, and I, it gave me the passion to learn the dance, Hawaiian dance, and also right. The ukulele as well.
So nice out here in this setting to see the hula.
Yeah.
You know, well, along the canal.
Yeah, that's great. And sometimes I have the kanakapila with friends. We know that with the hula sisters, sometimes we dance and we play the ukulele together. And, you know, I like that.
The festival exists because of sheer determination by Kumu Kilohana Silb, who started the Paris Halau 25 years ago. It's a showcase of Hawaii, old and new.
We're also sharing products from Hawaii, sharing a little taste of Hawaii in the form of coffee and chocolates here. We're hoping that what we are doing is really planting seeds that are growing and blossoming, and doors are opening for other artists, for other products, for all kinds of educational and cultural and business exchanges between France and Hawaii.
Lion Coffee provided coffee under its newly designed logo, and Chocoldea offers treats for VIP gifts. But it's the Ohana of volunteers from Europe and the Hawaiian Islands that give this festival its sparkle.
Aiyah.
And Kilohana's daughter, the little girl, part French, part Hawaiian, who wanted to learn hula, is all grown up and largely carrying on the tradition started by her mother. Vanessa Leilani Thil is shouldering the festival's events. On the list are screenings of films about Hawaii, as well as art exhibits, workshops about lei making, music, and lectures about native plants and native sports. Yes, surfing and stand-up paddling get the spotlight too.
What we really want to get through to the Parisians and other people who happen to be here, whoever comes to the festival, is that, you know, the Hawaiian culture is very rich, and it's much more than just grass skirt and Hollywood type ideas of what Hawaii is. So we're trying to give much more about the culture through the dance, the music, the sports. Even surf is more than just surf. Mm-hmm. The cuisine, the gastronomy. But we've been working with some of the same venues since the beginning, like the Petit Bain. It's this Peniche boat on the Seine. That's very nice. So we've every edition we've done something there. And this year is a new, we have this new partner with the pavilion. It's a place that opened not too long ago, and it's kind of this fun place, this house along the canal.
And how do you pronounce the name?
Le pavillon des canaux. So it means the pavilion along the canal.
You pretty much grew up here mm-hmm. in Paris. What's it like to see interest in hula grow over the years?
Well, I think through three different mediums, Hawaii has become more and more popular. Through ukulele, it's been really growing, and many, many people now are playing the ukulele because it's so convenient. It's a nice little instrument you can carry around, and you can play anything with that.
And there's all kinds of ukulele clubs,
exactly.
Cafes.
Yeah. In Great Britain, there was the ukulele orchestra that was really, really big, and I think that got the ukulele to be quite popular. So now ukulele is played kind of everywhere, so it's really fun. Also, stand-up paddle has been growing, and that's really recent. It's been maybe 2 or 3 years only.
Yes, it's taken off, and I've seen they've got incredible races on the Seine.
On the Seine, on the canal, in the ocean, of course, but it's convenient for people who live inland and who are not close to the ocean. They are able to do some stand-up paddle right in the city. We have a partner with the Le Grand Vite Association. The director is a very interesting person who started in Lille to do stand-up paddle quite a few years ago. And he has classes going on in Paris, kind of all over the place. And so with him we have different classes that people can follow on the canal in Pantin during the festival and during the summer. So it's a lot of work, but it's fun to see it finally happen. And so moving to have the Hawaiians here with us, Hala Mele, and the members of Hala Hula Manoa, all dancing together the same dances, and it's really fabulous to see that happening.
This festival delivers the aloha, and the Parisianers respond with a hana ho.